What a joy for those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, neither walk with sinners, nor meet with mockers. What a delight in those who dwell in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted on the banks of the river that always bear fruits in time, leaves that never dry. They prosper everything they do. This is a text that King David writes, Psalms chapter 1. I like it a lot because it defines what the right man is. When I speak of man, it does not refer only to gender. I am speaking of man and woman, the person who has decided to follow God, who is upright because he has decided to follow Christ. Today, I want to tell you a little about what character is in the person. Character is what defines us. It's what we are at all times. When I speak to you of character, I do not mean the temperament. Temperament is a part of the character, but the character is a set of characteristics, of attributes that form and make the person. Usually, many times, we focus more on what we're going to do than doing it. At school, they teach us how to develop the skill that we have. Skills teach, talents are taught to the person. They are trained in school. They are trained in the company. They are trained in the city to develop a skill and do it with excellence. But what we fail most is to form character. You can be an excellent professional, but with a good skill in what you do. But the question is, who are you? Because what we are determines how we think, and what we think is what we do, or where we can conclude what is to be determined, or is a product, or what we are focusing more on doing than doing it, can lead us to make many mistakes. Sometimes, don't focus so much on what to do or how you do it. Focus on what you are, and your doing will be correct. The question today is, to be or to do? What have you considered to be more important? King David begins to write and says that blessed is the man who did not walk in the counsels of the wicked, or has on the way to sinners, or in the saddle of mockers. He begins to speak of those things that person who has a defined character knows how to filter and knows how to make excellent decisions. Now, a good defined character is that person who develops his life according to the life that God has established, because the character is formed. The skills are taught, but character is formed. And to form character requires discipline, commitment, responsibility, requires a cost, which is what many times we do not want to pay. We want to be good at what we do. In the end, ethically speaking, personally, we are the worst. I have known many professionals who, in terms of their profession and their ability to do things, do them well, are excellent at what they do. But as a person, they are a disaster. They cannot coexist with others. They do not know how to work as a team. They do not know how to transmit their knowledge. They focus so much on doing that they forgot about being. And how sad it is to make wealth. How sad to do things with excellence. And that the world certifies that you are a successful person. But when you get home, you have an empty house. Furniture where nobody sits in. A bed so big that you have no one to share it with. And you end up alone and finished because you didn't even have someone to inherit everything you did. Unfortunately, throughout our lives, we worry more about how much we are going to have, how we are going to achieve it, over who will we go through. We think that satisfies us. We think that makes us feel good. We think that this is success. And when you come to see, you have so many things that at the same time, you have nothing. You have never asked yourself, in quotes, because those people who have a lot end up taking their lives because they really do not work to live. And when you have God in your heart, when your character has been formed and has been formed by God, you know you learn to live at all times. You have understand that there will be seasons for life. And there are seasons when you have a lot. And there are seasons in the ones that have nothing. But you know how to enjoy each season. You know how to face them. You know how to live them and enjoy them. You know when we talk about forming, we are using a word that requires commitment. And that many times will hurt. David, compared to the man who has character, who is upright, who knows how to keep himself and make good decisions, like a tree planted next to the streams that its fruits give at the right time, that its leaves do not dry, that they do not fall, and in everything it does, it prospers. Maybe you will say, I want to be like that tree. But remember that to be a tree, first you need to be a seed planted, and that you need to be cultivated, treated, and processed. If you are good at what you do, for example, in the profession you carry out, I could ask you, what do I need to be a lawyer? What do I need to be a good musician? What do I need to be a good doctor? A good engineer? Maybe you will tell me, you need discipline, you need to be good in a university, you need to study, you need to have the tools. I think that very few will tell me that. The correct question is not what I need to ask, but what I need to do. And then asking that will be the correct question that I need to do to become an excellent musician or lawyer or doctor or engineer. You want to be based on doing without working. Wanting to do is to declare before beginning a total loss. You have never asked yourself why a man always takes certain actions, because you never work on what the person should be acquiring according to God's design and purpose. But it's never too late, because if you are listening to this word, it's a time to reflect and meditate on what you have done in life. How far have you arrived, or where are you now? Everything you've been through, I want to ask you, are planted in a place? Are you living processes? Are you really taking advantage of the times in life? Are you really taking advantage of every opportunity that God gives you? Is your character really being formed? Or every time there is a difficult situation, you just abort the mission, give up, and try to start something again? Simply, when you are in a place and you find something that you do not like or that does not go with you, you do not leave the process, but you change places. Some will be thinking of moving to another country or staying better. I am going to the United States. Or better, if I am in this country, I am leaving to another place. Because there, better for me. It is not about the other place. It is about what is in you. And wherever you go, the same problem will follow you. My beloved friend, that is the problem. It's not the people who are around us. Many times the problem is in the person who sees themselves early every day in the mirror, because you have tried to do so many good things, but you have not allowed God to work in the character and that you are formed. It is difficult. It costs. It makes you cry. Of course, it will make you cry. But it's necessary. It is necessary so that when God takes you to where He wants to take you, you can sustain yourself. You know that the character that God has worked in your life will sustain you. The test, the process, the moments of scarcity, the difficult circumstances of life, God takes advantage of them to work and to form character. I like to put this example because sometimes it will happen to us, as when we were little at home, we don't know if the same thing happens to you. But many times, our parents beat us, corrected us, if something happened. And we knew that it happened. We were right, but we could not say anything, simply accept the correction, fair or not, because they were our parents and we had to receive it, even if we were right. But that taught us to know how to obey, taught us to know how to hold on, taught us to know when to speak and when not to, taught us to receive correction, even if we were right, to accept authority. How many people today go to church, from congregation to congregation, because every time they find something that does not go according to their lifestyle, according to the way they think, then it's not the perfect church, and they look for somewhere else. They come to another one, and to find another one, situation that does not seem to them, and they are jumping from place to place. It's going to be heard loudly, but you need to plant yourself in a place. And if you are already making the life of squares to the pastor, in which they do not do it to others, stay in that place and live the process. Learn to suffer, learn to pay the price. Learn to let yourself be formed by God, and God will use you close to those people to do it in your marriage. God will use your husband, your wife, to form that character that you need to be that man with excellence, to be that woman with excellence, that excellent father or mother, that excellent son. You need to be formed in character. Stop focusing on how you do it and learn the discipline of being formed in character. If you are going to go through life doing without being formed in what you are formed now, I predict many failures, because you need to learn. We need to learn to submit ourselves, to live processes, to be formed, and to live in the right way. So if you are in a place and something does not seem to you, stay there, plant yourself, live processes, learn. I hope you can understand me. Finish high school. Finish the university. Finish the process that God has started in your life. Do not leave them halfway. Because if you change places, but if you don't submit, learn to listen and obey, you will repeat the same story over and over. And then do not ask God why you do not advance yourself. You have to cut that advance because you have not let yourself be formed. With this, I want to end. You can never be a tree that bears fruit in time, that its leaves do not fall, and that everything it does prospers, if you are not planted. But let yourself be cultivated first by God and by the people that God has put to guide you. We need to face character. Character will help you to make excellent decisions. It will help you to say no and when you need to say yes. It will help you to have a word, to be an upright person for God and for man. Father, I thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for each skill you give us, for the talents, for the gifts. Thank you, Lord, because this word makes us understand that we need to be formed, that we need to be formed, we need to be worked. Lord, thank you because today we can understand that perhaps we left the process halfway because we did not like it, because we did not like it. We simply moved. We have been trees that have not grown and have not been able to bear fruit. Help us understand. Lord, ends with all pride and pride in us so that we can learn to know that the skills are taught by the character is formed, and that you want to form in us the character of Christ. Help us to be willing and available so that you can finish the work that you begun in us. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, you can follow me on social networks by Instagram, Pastor Elias HC. You can download the devotionals application just in time by the app Google Play and App Store.